This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joe, some breaking news in the NBA. Giannis came out with a friendly way of saying
his agent did. You're right on the money when you said that. Yes,
it's a friendly way, I think, of him saying I want out of Milwaukee.
Correct.
That's kind of what that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Using
Shams
as
his mouthpiece there. So
he's not going to throw up 30s and 20s every night and then lose. You got nobody.
Another
around.
Guy that needs some help, huh?
Yes.
Dame wasn't enough.
Not with a blown out Achilles now.
So he's bailing on his guy. Boy, is Damian Lillard going to get left behind there?
Don't worry. He'll get healthy and get his game back.
Even if he retires, I don't know. He might be done.
Yeah, that's a good. I don't know, but that's going to take a long time to heal. Hey, Woody, we got a bunch of stuff to get to here this morning. So we had mini camp. I wanted to get to into this real quickly, and we'll get back to a little bit of Panthers as well. But so the Dolphins have put themselves in this situation, and we just had rookie camp, and you can't read anything to that. These guys are just getting their feet wet. They have no idea. And they're learning a new system, learning their coach, meeting the other guys that got drafted. That's really what it is. And coming out there, and they bring them all in town and go through everything and start to learn all this stuff. But we do know something. We haven't done this in the past. And that is Kenneth Grant and Jonas Avenea, the guard, are coming in to start day one. I don't know a lot. I really don't. Chris, Mike, I don't know a lot. But I know those two 340-pound guys got to come in and play right away. Whichever guard position Savonnet is going to play at, and, of course, Kenneth Grant will start a defensive tackle guy that they really, really liked a lot. The question is, and they brought in a lot of rookie free agents this past weekend, and it's good. And we'll have two or three guys make the 53-man roster. We will. We'll have whoever it is, because we are thin at the back end of this roster. And if it's close over a veteran guy who's just hanging in there, you'll probably take the younger guy if you think he's got a chance to develop and help you out later in the year. But more than ever, we need this draft. I wasn't crazy about losing your third-round pick and your fourth-round picks and going right from the second-round pick to the fifth-round picks that you got. Three of them, Jordan Phillips, Jason Marshall, and Dante Trader, all three guys. But you need more guys to come in and play. There's no question. You need more guys to come in and play from this draft class. It's the frontline guys stay healthy and get healthy and stay healthy in the case of a guard, then you're in pretty good shape. But the depth of the team is a little scary. It's a little scary. Now, I don't think they're rebuilding. I don't agree with Omar that they're rebuilding. If I was going to rebuild, I'm not going to keep the GM and head coach around. If I'm rebuilding, you're telling me they've been a failure. And the owner didn't believe that. So anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know that it can't just be about two guys. We just can't have the one and two start and the rest of these guys watching at the end or inactive or practice squad. Those guys need to be on the roster and in some cases need to be playing. So that would be that part of this whole thing. Well, now, as far as the rookie free agents go, we got some great stories. We do. Cater Kohu, who's our best corner. Storm Duck, who right now might be our second best corner. Both rookie free agents coming out. Ethan Bonner, I believe, unless he was a seventh round pick, I think he's a rookie free agent as well. So I get that we got some great stories and we take pride in finding those guys and our scouts do a great job and all that stuff. If we got too many of those guys on our team, then we got a problem. If we're dependent on a whole bunch of rookie free agents to come in, we got a problem. Needs to be about mostly those draft picks and what you have coming back. And we got a lot of work to do at the cornerback position unless you think Cater Kohu, Storm Duck, and Cam Smith are going to be enough with maybe Ethan Bonner coming in as the fourth guy. That's not enough. Speaking of NFL real quickly too, May 14th, 8 p.m. schedule release for the NFL. They're going to have a few teasers coming out before, Woody. I think we're going to find out some other games. They'll get the international games, I believe, a little bit earlier. And then they'll give you the meat and potatoes of the games, home and away, and a schedule and the calendar so you can start getting yourself set and look and try to figure out the games you like and you don't like. And for me, this schedule, I'm curious to see who you play on the road late in the season. What's late in the season?
The narrative.
Thanksgiving, the narrative.
The narrative.
That's
the
what calls. We call it now, isn't it, Woody?
Yep.
The narrative. Late in the year against good teams, playoff teams, cold weather most likely. How do you play?
Mm-hmm.
Although we played Houston, it wasn't cold weather and we lost that game. It was indoors. But
yeah, but it gets, I mean, the air conditioning gets a little chilly in there.
No. They're a playoff team.
By the way, we do have one game has been announced, Joe, September 4th on Thursday. This will be the opener. This game, by my count, is less than 4 months away. Eagles and Cowboys.
All right. By the way, you're going to get huge numbers. Anything with the Cowboys and Eagles, if you're going to kick it off, that'd be a hard one to beat.
Those numbers are going to be insane. Like, what else are people going to be watching on that Thursday?
But the whole thing is, like, Cowboys, no matter how good or bad they are, they always draw well. They are big. They're a bunch of Cowboy fans.
Well, I think they're going to be intriguing this year.
Is it that they're Cowboy fans? Because they used to be America's team, used to drive us nuts. America's team plays the Miami Dolphins. Like, everybody hated that.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it that you hate them so much you watch them to see if they're going to lose and fall apart and see those pictures of Jerry Jones sitting up there really frustrated?
Yeah, well, they've been fun to watch for a while now. I know last year they didn't have a great year, but they've been
Prescott,
pretty fun.
Dak Prescott.
Fun to watch. Not, Dak is a controversial quarterback, right?
He better not be because he's making $60 million.
I know, but he's one of those guys that, like, I'm guessing most people in Dallas think he can't get them over the hump, right?
Yes,
without taking a poll in their market, but
they don't think that he puts them over the top in big games. That's true.
They just got another wide receiver.
That doesn't put you over the top.
Pickens. Yeah, but it could make for a good TV if he blows up.
Well, that's not what they don't want the drama. They want to win games. Boy, that's a tough one because Washington's really good and Philly's going to be really good again. you're still coming in to me behind. Not and Giants are still ahead of them, but yeah, that hey, speaking of all that stuff, I did want to get into this. I never thought we'd have three teams right now in such bad quarterback shape. I've never seen this before. The Saints, Derek Carr retires. Did you look at their quarterbacks they have? What's that kid's name from Louisville? Tyler Shuck, is that right? I think it's that.
I'm glad you said Shuck. Thank you.
I think he's a second-round pick. Anyway, Spencer Rattler and, like, Jake Haener. That's bad. Browns, what are they doing?
Shador.
They got Joe Flacco, who's won games. They finally just brought him back. Deshaun Watson is there. What do you do with Deshaun Watson? You owe him, like, don't you owe him a couple more years of a lot of money?
Yeah.
So they've got him
on the list. You can't cut him. They could try to leak more stories, but.
So what happens if he plays real? I don't know. Kenny Pickett. And then the two guys you drafted. And by the way, everybody's going to have their eyes on Shador Sanders. That's going to be the guy. Yeah. Everybody. Deshaun Watson, nobody even cares about anymore. They don't even care. And then Dylan Gabriel. And then, Woody, what if Aaron Rodgers? They're saying Aaron Rodgers is going to come back.
But getting right, late, bro. It's mid-May.
It is getting later. And what about Mason Rudolph, Will Howard, and Skylar Thompson are your three guys? They do have open competitions. Those are bad.
Boy, they're chewing quarterbacks up in Pittsburgh, huh? They go through Fields. They went through Russ.
They thought they're going to have one of those
they're
two back.
They're chewing these guys up.
We're kind of waiting to see which guy they're going to have back, and both of them took off. One went to the Giants. The other went to the Jets. So we'll see you in New York.
I can't believe they're waiting on Aaron Rodgers. That's just insane.
Because he's a lot better than any of those names that I just mentioned.
But they got stuff going on now. All the teams got stuff going on.
They do.
How do you not sign by now?
He wants to make sure he pisses part of the fan base off before he gets there.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that seems like it could be what it is at this point because, like,
no.
There's no reason. He knows right now if he's going to play, right? There's no way he wakes up in the morning and he's like, I'm just not sure.
Honestly,
you know, the season's 4 months away.
If he really wanted to play, he'd be at these OTAs. Let's not make it sound like these OTAs, you're killing yourself. You're out there meeting all your teammates. You're hanging out. You're getting off to a good start. They're saying, I guess he got a membership at a golf club somewhere in Pittsburgh.
Great.
That's just weird.
And play a lot of golf in Pittsburgh during the NFL season?
No, but before this summer, if he's going to be there. I don't know. This whole thing is him is weird. They're saying it might be about love. That he just he met a girl and he's
he was wearing a wedding ring about a week ago. Remember, showed you that picture.
I just think, and you know, his friends, like, the whole thing is just he's a different flying bird, man. He is, put it nicely, he is just a different guy.
When do you think he signs?
Yeah.
Like, when?
There's
what
no
is he
way
waiting on.
There's no way Pittsburgh could go, we're not going to have Aaron. We're going to play with these three guys. There's no way.
Do you think they know?
Unless they want a high draft pick.
Maybe he's told them, like, I'm going to play for you guys. I just don't want to do any of this off-season stuff.
Remember,
he skipped it last year.
The only thing I could think of is minicamp. He skipped minicamp last year.
Yeah, that was the mandatory one.
That's the mandatory one. What a dumbass that was for such as being the smartest guy in the league. It was pretty stupid. But anyway, I think after all that, plus everything he went through with the minicamp, if he's not there for minicamp, and Woody, they need him. That team's not very good without him. That team, you could tell me about defense and offense and culture and tradition. They're not very good if they don't have that. If that's what they have, a quarterback, they got problems. Anyway.
A few swipes at Chris Greer on the text line here this morning.
What about?
The fact the Finns have undrafted free agents means absolutely nothing. Maybe only that they are failures at drafting. How many playoff wins, Chris Greer? There you go. So you got that. Someone said for two first-rounders, Dallas could have Tyreek. I would think it would be a lot less than that. But
for what?
This guy wants to trade Tyreek before the season starts.
Hey, listen. I love you. I love all you guys who come up.
They're not trading him.
But first of all, you could give us a lot less They're not going to get rid of him. They want to keep him. There's no question they want to keep him.
They're going to go down with him, yep.
But you can't look at what all these top wide receivers people are getting and think we wouldn't have to – if they were going to get rid of him, it wouldn't be two ones. It'd be a hell of a lot less than that, a heck of a lot less. Neither one would be a one. You wouldn't need a one to get him. Maybe a two. Anyway, he's not going anywhere, folks. He is not going anywhere short of having a real rough time for between mini camp and the start of the season. And he cannot be that stupid. There's just no way he can do it. No way.
I'm going to disagree with you.
When the coach calls them all up at the end of mini camp and says, hey, guys, you got 6 weeks off. Hey, make smart decisions. By the way, the whole time he's saying he just looks at Tyreek. Make smart decisions, stay out of trouble, and enjoy yourselves. Get away a little bit, and when we come back, we'll get into it. Hey, right now I want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED, low T. If you're going through it, I did. It's terrible to go through. I want to let you know right now that Atlantic Men's Clinic can knock it all out. If you got low T right now and all of a sudden you've noticed your energy level is way down, usually following that is ED and your sex drive is gone or hit and miss and you got your wife or your girlfriend making excuses for you. Hey, man, it all sucks. It does to go through. I went through it a year ago and Atlantic Men's Clinic helped take care of it. And I got to tell you, that first appointment is the best one. I really didn't want to go. I'm glad I did because the best thing, I got the T, the PSA test, and everything else done, met with their professionals. They put together a plan specifically for me to knock out ED and low T. And I got to tell you, it's going to happen to every guy out there that's laughing right now that I'm making fun of myself. Listen, bottom line is, it's going to happen. And when it does, you decide what you want to do. I wanted to get more out of the fourth quarter of life myself, and I think you do too. And if you're in that boat right now, I want to let you know the first appointment is the most important one to get yourself to go down there and meet with their professionals. 877-455-7300. They have six locations in South Florida to serve you. You are in for great results. Not good, really good results at Atlantic Men's Clinic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Time for your weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 73 degrees. Rain is possible here for the next several hours. There's a lot of flooding out there this morning, Joe. And a texter calling you out here. He says, Joe, can't be this dumb. There will be a Tyreek story before the season. Your thoughts?
We're going to do a poll tomorrow. I'm being dead serious.
If Tyreek survives the next 3 months?
That he stays out of the newspaper. Now, trolling doesn't count because he can't stop trolling people.
Okay. So what, you're talking about an arrest?
No.
Something with police
not
involved?
Not an arrest. Not even police. Just something like not even we can't even count. Like, well, we'll count this if you offend a teammate.
Okay.
Like he comes out with a silly poll like –
top five quarterbacks.
Who's the best second? Who's the second best receiver on a team, and who has the best pair? And he doesn't say Jalen Waddle or something, like that, and takes a backhanded shot at his own guy.
Okay, so insulting a teammate or something involving police.
Yes.
By the way, I hate that we have to do this, but
there's no way.
It's not really a great story for the offseason.
Last picture I just saw, he's in the hospital. I don't know. Apparently, he stays pretty active on social media, but. He's got to know, man. Everything you're going through. Let me just tell you, going through that divorce thing is you can't go, well, that's done, and you just get on with your life. Like, no, that stuff, like, especially when there's kids involved, that doesn't go away. And you can block it out a little bit. Some men better than others. But that, no. No, man. He understands this is a big year for him, too, to have a big year and get his numbers back up to keep going, keep the big dollars coming in. Woody, things don't go well, and those numbers aren't where they need to be. The money starts dropping. The big guarantees are done, man. You're 31, 32 years old. So I just, for those reasons, think that Tyreek's going to come back, going to play by the rules. Well, that's the other thing. The coach has called all these guys out for being late.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you putting a positive spin on this, by the way.
Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek, two known defenders. Pretenders. Anyway.
I don't see it, but you know, again, I appreciate you putting a positive spin on it this morning through all this rain.
Well, you think coach, he's going to have a press conference to go, well, we're 4 weeks in, and we still got the same problem. Guys are late.
I don't know. The Jalen Ramsey thing kind of surprised me. So I'm done giving the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt, man. The Jalen Ramsey thing was weird. He comes out, and like it was mutual. Then they go, nope, it wasn't mutual. We can't stand them around here. He's got to go.
And he's going, I don't respect you. I don't want to be here. I don't know, Woody. I have no idea.
But you got to admit, that was a little strange.
Considering they need a cornerback or two, yes, that's really weird. After
was that the week of the draft that happened? Or the week before?
So whatever you think right now of Jalen Ramsey, he is clearly, if he's on this team, your best corner. Now, I'm not saying he's the best corner.
He is on the team.
Well, he is on the team, but they've checked out on him. That deal, as soon as they can save some money, he's gone.
Okay.
I don't think you can make up with him and all of a sudden patch things up and tell him there's been a lot of bad blood between those guys. They got to move on.
I just don't understand that story was so unusual with conflicting
He is either one of the most toxic players we've ever had where they just said he cannot be with our team anymore. He's just – it's what Pittsburgh just did with their wide receiver. Same thing.
George
like
Pickens.
They just gave up. They're clearly their second best receiver on the team, and they said, we've seen enough. I know we got a shortage, but it's better being short of receivers than having this guy out there with all this stuff.
I don't want to speak for the Steelers, but I feel like the Dolphins are really not in a position where they can be picky and choosy on like who they
Woody,
who they keep in their locker room.
If it's
Joe,
true,
if you're a good player, you probably got to figure it out.
If it's true, first of all, you don't give a guy guaranteed money. To your point, you're right. But if it's true, and you gave him all that money for 2 years, this would be the second year of that money.
Mm-hmm.
And he is such an ass clown around the team that you literally are worried about him destroying other young players that watch him play. And he is the problem for the culture that you want and you don't have because of some of the things he does. And it's not enough what he does on the football field. Well, he's a toxic guy because you are desperate. You're in desperate need to upgrade that cornerback position. And they can say, well, we're gonna develop all our own guys. It's going to be Storm and Ethan and Cam and Kader, and you guys are more worried about it. Oh, there it is right there. I just said it. You're more worried about it than we are. Don't do that, Chris. Don't do that again, please. Don't.
Someone asked, is the Saints QB situation worse than ours? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Well.
It is.
Yeah. All right.
We can debate that a lot, but.
Jeez, DC Rob here, man. He goes, can someone tell that texter? Yes, Joe can be this dumb. The man doesn't learn. Just ask the ex-wives. He's put hashtag not one, not two, not three.
That's very hurtful.
DC Rob's a mean-spirited person. I like him, though.
Those are very hurtful comments.
I kind of like his style of comedy, to be quite honest with you. How will Tyreek act with Wilson at QB? Oh, boy.
As long as he's throwing him the ball and it's accurate, he'll be happy.
Okay.
I hope we don't get – I hope.
It'd be nice if Tua made it the whole way.
It's only happened once, but it would be nice. Is that true? It's only happened once? Am I right on that?
That he's made it through a full season?
Yeah. Here. I think it is.
I'd have to go back and look, I guess.
He missed 4-1
It does not feel like he's made it through many seasons.
Hopefully this a year. So we don't have to have. Can you imagine we have to play him or we're playing against the Jets? Can you imagine that?
Play who, Tua?
No. Play Wilson against them. Playing against the Jets.
They're talking about when they move on from Tua.
Hey, meanwhile, those guys are all down here, man, getting ready. Like, hey. We're treating this every day. They know the history of Tua, and they're treating it like somebody's going to get a chance to show they can play. And maybe if he gets hurt again, you go, that's it.
Yeah, are the Bills going to be the only team in the AFC East with a winning record?
There's a good chance.
Yeah.
There's a chance. There's a chance of that.
They're going to win the division by, like, week four.
That's not funny. You got to play more than that. Don't you have to?
I know.
You got to get to Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
You'll let us know as long as we're in the hunt. You'll let us know.
I'm not doing that. Woody, you're making me. Oh, come on, man. That's not fair.
This guy says, here's a question for Joe. How many dogs would you say the Dolphins have added since the end of last season for old Tyreek to be happy? He did say that. He said,
we need some dogs.
Yeah, any dogs?
I think he'll look at the new guard. But he won't see a lot of dogs, no.
Texas says trade Tua, Tyreek, and Jalen to anywhere for a half-eaten bag of Cheetos. So not a fan of the big three there. Cheetos? Cheetos are good.
Let me ask you, was that guy saying that 2 years ago when they were lighting it up for 2 years?
Yeah, but.
Things have changed. Things have changed.
Someone said.
Now we're just going to get rid of everybody. There got to be something more to it that both those guys' numbers dropped that much. It couldn't have been that they both all of a sudden got really bad.
This is good, Joe. FYI, a cheetah never changes its spots. It's true. It's a saying.
Woody, I want to ask you seriously. Are you worried about him?
Absolutely.
Tua getting in trouble.
Tyreek. Not Tua. Tua will be fine.
When the mini camp, they in that mini camp and they huddle up and the coach brings them all together, I've seen 14 coaches do it. I won't be out here to see it this
year. If you're asking me if I would bet, I don't think he makes it.
You don't really believe that.
I'd love to be proven wrong, but, you know. Yeah, you'd be betting against the odds if you said he's going to make it.
It's just...
He's had a tough time laying low, man.
No.
What do you want me to tell you?
It can't be that hard. By the way, if we got to get into all this, then just be really active on social media, go after everybody. I'd rather do that. I can live with that. But don't do anything with the X, and don't just play by the rules, whatever the court says for the X and the baby. And hey, man, I've been there. I've had those things like put on you, man, where you're not supposed to be around. I threaten a poor guy.
Someone
says, can't do that, man.
What happened if Waddle peaked and he's at best at number two, another hole to fill? Well, the Dolphins traded down to take him, so they could add another guy if they wanted.
To that person's point, we do have to get a hell of a lot more out of a guy that we just gave that kind of money to. I totally agree. Our second job is, besides keeping Tyreek happy, is getting more production out of Jalen Waddle. It's got to be a lot better.
Can you tell me why Ramsey wants out of Miami? I'd sit his ass on the sideline until the end of his contract. I mean, the Dolphins came out and said they wanted him out, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. We haven't heard from Waddle, and everybody said, well, it's a little bit one way, but it's also the other way. And now people have talked to Jalen and said, well, there's been a big disagreement on things, and Jalen's not a Mike fan, and Mike's now not a Jalen fan because he won't do it his way. And I don't know, man, but you can't afford to be losing really good players. And listen, I'm guessing if you give somebody a guaranteed contract before the year last year for 2 years with a lot of money, that you're planning on keeping them, how bad did things get? What happened? What happened that it finally got so bad? Was it we asked you to come to OTAs and you said, I'm not coming? I don't like what we're doing on this roster. I don't like you guys. What could you have said to be that bad that they want to get rid of you? All right, Woody, we got to go to break here, man. Don't read any more for me, bro. I want to tell you right now.
They're getting bad.
I do want to tell you about my friends at Era, Round the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I just want to say one thing. There's a lot of air conditioning companies out there. I would never say anything about them, but I tell you one thing. Big Daddy Lenny started something 35, 36 years ago, and it seems to me that everything that Big Daddy Lenny has done and Eric has done, that everybody tries to copy. From billboards to who's doing their ads, it's amazing. You must be doing something right at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, I want to talk about 135 trucks. I do want to talk about 36 years. I want to talk about 7 days a week and trained and certified technicians and licensed experienced plumbers, the best in the business, ready to go with great service. Come out quickly and take really, really good care of you. Also want to let you know, we have a warehouse full of air conditioning units, all different sizes, and water heaters. We are the water heater kings of South Florida. When you have a warehouse full of water heaters and air conditioning units, and we have folks that do nothing but deliver and install every day, all day, well, then you kind of get the picture of taking care of your problems quickly. That's what they do at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Still, same-day installation is always the goal. Financing plans to help you out. Family-owned and operated every day. Eric going strong. We lost Big Daddy Lenny, but we did not lose his son, Eric. Mike, Chippy, and all the rest of the boys over there doing great work for you and ready to make sure we take care of all of your air conditioning and plumbing problems with the best people, the best products ready to go right now. Go to 1-888-349-6922. That's 1-888-349-6922. You make sure you tell them Joe Rowe said to give them a call at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So, if you're just joining us, Saturday night, I joined my good friends and Seth Levitt, who does a great job running the foundation for Jason Taylor and has a big dinner and a big fundraiser. They honor people, including Nat Moore, a good friend of ours. So, Jimmy Cephalo and myself, Kim Bocamper, OJ, a lot of guys. Troy Drayton was there. Our whole group of guys that we spent a lot of time together were all there. And a really nice event. And you get there early, cocktail hour, you have a few drinks and talk, and you can bid on live auction, silent auction item. Excuse me, there's no live
you
auction.
You get anything?
No, good? But I tried. I tried to get the tires, man.
The what?
So Chris Atkins from Ed Morse.
Uh-huh.
Donated four tires, and we go through tires like crazy. So I said, I'm going to get.
Oh, and you got outbid?
At the last second after
wow.
And
you got
and
sniped. Wow.
I went up three times, and then I so anyway, but it's fine. Mm. So anyway, the event was great. It was really nice. Hey, good night, everybody. We're going to open up a club down around the corner. The buses will take you there, and let's go have fun the rest of the night, listen to music, dance a little bit. So me and the older fellers said, "Hey man, we're all gonna take off." So we got up from our seat, and you know, it's a lot of people. Hey, come up to you. Hey, how you doing? And you know what's going on? And heard you say something. Whatever. Hey, listen, you meet a lot of nice people. Take a few pictures and the whole thing. It's great. It's for a great cause and raise a lot of money. A lot of good people there showing up and giving their paid for the tables and spent money. So I'm talking to a couple people, and I've got my wife with me. Now, my wife has not been to an event with me, a charity event, in probably, I don't know, five, six years. So anyway, she said, "Hey, I was just going, sitting at a table with my guys," and I went, "Oh, this is going to be fun." Chris Atkins was with us, and we're all sitting there. So I get up, and I start to head out. We're going, "All right, let's go." And so we're all kind of saying goodbye to everybody and walking out. And as I'm walking out, these people stop. And so we were talking to them. And And this lady gets kind of comes around the corner and looks right at me and says, no hello, no, just, you are really stupid. You are really, you're embarrassingly stupid about horse racing. So you know how you're thinking like horse racing. And all I could think of, so now I'm going quickly with a couple tequilas in me. I'm thinking, like, what is she talking about? And there was no, it was just right to the point. And she says, like, yeah, you guys sounded, I was embarrassed for you how stupid you sounded. Like, followed it up. And I go, well, I know we did the Kentucky Derby we talked about is all we talked about. And Woody, I couldn't remember some of the stuff, but I said, yeah, we were talking about ratings. And I knew a couple things you had mentioned and who won the race and how it's, you know, it's a fun race to watch, right? First leg of the Triple Crown.
And yeah, everyone likes the Kentucky Derby. Got huge ratings, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, no, it did.
That's
great.
What we did. We talked about the ratings.
But
we tailed a little bit off.
And we did tell. So I couldn't remember that. And then Woody yesterday... It hits me like, holy crap, out of nowhere. I'm going for Mother's Day. I go, holy crap. We were talking about stud fees.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought up Secretariat. I remembered that.
Because all the horses in the Kentucky Derby were like relatives of him.
Yes. The bloodline.
Yeah.
And the fees we were talking
Big
about.
Big family reunion.
Yeah. And so.
You were talking about the fees, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about how much these horses make all this money. So I don't think we said anything wrong. But anyway, she was like, oh.
Yeah, we probably did.
So she just, anyway, she didn't let up.
Hmm.
She kept going. And I go, hey, I don't do that much horse. I was trying to, like, soften the blow. I go, well, we don't do that much horse racing, really. She goes, well, I got to tell you something she said about being at Gulfstream. And it's just embarrassing to hear you guys talk about it. And so I said, well, so it was us. She was talking about, not the other shows. And then as she's walking away, she whispers in my wife's ear, I've been dying to tell this guy that, and walks away.
Hmm.
So, you know, she goes, does my wife's just out for a nice evening. She goes, does this happen? She goes, does this happen a lot? I go, I haven't had it happen. I've had stuff happen before.
I actually give this woman credit.
I've been confronted by a few wives of coaches and a few wives of players through the years, but
imagine having the guts to do something like that. Like, what an insane thing to do.
Never cracked a smile, never said thanks for listening to me, rip you about how you suck. Nothing. Mm. It was just, and walked away. Just
it seems people are a little socially unaware, like, to actually go up to someone and do that, but.
But she didn't seem like. She didn't seem liquored up or anything.
No.
No.
She was just, okay.
No. That gets sloppy where somebody might hang on you a little bit, but no.
I think that's interesting, though, that all the crazy stuff we usually say that, like, she took away the horse racing thing is, like, us being serious.
But the sad part is, Woody, I forgot about the second part. I remember remember we were talking, and I don't know, did you say, I don't know what you said, and sometimes you play that, like, oh,
are you talking
know.
About when I did the next day or so when the horses decided they were going to sit out and I called it load management?
Yes. That's what got her. That's exactly, and she's like, so she's sitting there as a dumbass,
so happy
not
she
knowing
went up to you and not me.
No, so
because I wouldn't know how to handle that.
So she said that, and that was the part I couldn't remember. Woody, we talk so much that I can't remember that stuff. So anyway, I think that was the part of comparing the horses and the teams. With their best players.
To load management, yeah.
And she was just so, like, we didn't realize that the horse might be, you know, you want to keep it healthy and other. But I thought we kind of said that while you were saying that. But
I mean, bro, I'm not going to lie like that. That was obviously a joke.
Yes.
I don't know anything about horse racing. But,
yeah.
Like, I'm very, very comfortable telling you that this morning.
No.
I really
no.
don't know.
But the load management had to do with the other sports.
But I thought it was funny. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I should stop trying.
Well,
to be funny,
listen.
But...
Sometimes people, and so she just went on about.
You got to admit, it's kind of funny. Like, you think about it, the horse that won the Derby is going to sit out the Preakness.
Well, that happens
a lot. Is that the middle one, the Preakness?
Yes.
Is that lady around? Could she tell us the order of the Triple Crown races?
I'm not sure which the second one is now.
Is it the Belmont or the Preakness? I don't know
which one.
That lady would know.
Well, don't get all fired up. She didn't say it to you, and you're getting all fired up.
She insulted my load management bit.
That's what it was. I was trying to figure out which part, because I know she knows stud fees. If she works at the track, she can't be a dumbass.
Then she probably really got upset when we started talking about, you know, the horses breeding and using the word load and load management.
I'm sure that got, I'm sure she didn't find any of that to be funny.
No, no.
So, but anyway.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry I did that to you.
It wasn't me. It was just we're walking out and
not the first time I put you in a bad spot.
No,
you got confronted by Mike Tannenbaum. That was rough.
My partner goes, does that happen a lot? Because I don't know if I want to be part of this. No. She's like, jeez.
Her poor wife. She's like, so nice and quiet
She had no idea what we're doing. This lady's starting to talk about horses, and she's like, we ate there one time. Oh, God, Woody, you cannot make that stuff up, man. What a weekend to be out with the people, man.
DC Rob says you've got a gift, Joe. Not only can you piss off your wives, but random women as well.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
That was buildup. How long would that have been? She said she was holding on that for a while, but it really bothered her.
F1 weekend, so I'll be honest. I didn't realize the Kentucky Derby was coming on. I got lucky and flipped over.
Topic buildup right there. That was, anyway.
They always do it on F1 weekend.
Oh, that's a good one. Maybe.
Maybe we get this lady on. She can school us on load management with horses.
If I could find her, you know what? I would have her on. I'm not like, I wasn't mad or anything. It was just like.
She must listen, so maybe she could message us. We're on Twitter at Joe Rose Show.
You know how shocked I was, though, that I was just sitting there, standing there on my way out to hang with my guys a little bit.
This is a really good point, by the way. They say we got to say a prayer for that woman's husband. I feel sorry for that
guy. Well, there was no guy next to her. She was by herself.
Could you imagine?
I don't know what that means. I don't know if
Maybe she turned to him and was like, hey, I'm going to go confront Joe Rose. And
I have
like,
found out, though. I've had a couple guys come up and go, hey, I'm a big listener, but my wife can't stand you. You mind saying hello to her? I've had that. I go, hey, how you doing? All right. Great, nice. Great. Well, you know what? On that note, I'm thinking about mall walking today in this weather, trying to meet some new fans. Anyway, have a great day, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.